And now this is a dictation for Elizabeth, Elizabeth Hawkins, Hawkins, November 6, 2001. Elizabeth comes with a boyfriend. She has prior dialysis, discontinued a year ago, as she was not coming to treatment and was clinically stable. In this period of time, she's been a few times in the emergency room. With a negative workup except for abnormal chemistries, test to be able to eat, denies nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, denies diarrhea, bleeding, still makes good amount of urine, weight, appetite is stable, no major edema or claudication symptoms, denies pruritus, denies upper respiratory symptoms. There was an isolated chest discomfort for evaluation in the emergency room. Denies the use of oxygen. She's a smoker, 1/4 of a pack. Denies spirulina matinal hemoptysis, no oxygen inhalers. Denies sleep apnea. Other review system is negative. Presently takes no medications. Next paragraph, presently has no primary care. Next paragraph on physical exam, blood pressure. Has been running systolic high in the 160s. She's alert, oriented intestine 3. Lungs are clear, no pericardial rap, no arrhythmia. No ascites, no edema, alert oriented intestine 3, non-focal. No skin rash. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries from the emergency room, February. Anemia, 10.4, a normal white blood cell, minor decrease of platelets. Creatinine at 7, representing a GFR of 8. A normal sodium, upper normal potassium, metabolic acidosis of 20, a normal calcium, phosphorus was not done, liver function test not elevated, normal troponin, pro-BNP in the 3000, pregnancy test negative, normal albumin. A chest X-ray without pulmonary edema. An EKG on sinus reading. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 5. Presently off dialysis for almost a year. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, or pulmonary edema. There is anemia, otherwise minor metabolic acidosis, other chemistry is stable, no phosphorus PTH was done. She has no insurance, no primary care. She's applying for Medicaid. I'm requesting her to do chemistries on a regular basis if possible. Once she has Medicaid, she needs to have a primary care doctor and potentially if she is agreeable, do an AB fistula, which for now she's not interested, mostly because of lack of insurance. She understands that at any time she might develop symptoms requiring dialysis again. In the past, she has not been a candidate for transplant because of compliance issues. There is a prior history of hypertension, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis, prior good pasture syndrome, encouraged to discontinue smoking, she denies alcohol or drugs. We will follow on the next few months. She will keep me posted with her insurance so I can send for the other specialist. End of dictation.